back and see his friends. This year should be a special schus. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Shimon Ben Reb Chaim Eliezer, and the entire world. Sheni Vasha B'Tshuas Olamim. The Mishnah says in Maseches Shabbos, we may not place an egg beside the hot kettle on Shabbos in order that it be slightly roasted. Nor may one break it open and fry it upon hot scarves that had baked in the sun. Yossi matir, Yossi permits this. Nor may one bury it in the sand or in dust of the roads that have baked in the sun in order that it be roasted. There was an incident in which the people of Tveria went ahead and ran a pipe of cold water into a canal of hot spring water before Shabbos, so the cold water would be heated automatically on Shabbos. Chachamim said to them, "In b'Shabbos, if water flowed through the pipe on Shabbos, it is like hot water that was heated manually on Shabbos. And it is forbidden for both bathing and drinking." Ad kan midivrei haMishnah. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph, Mem Amud Aleph, explains that hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos is aser berechitzas kol gufo. You're not allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos, all of your body, with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. But mutarim berechitzas panav yada veraglav. But it's permitted to wash your face, hands, and feet. Ayin Sham in the Gemara, and Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So the explanation is, as explained, the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos are Aser B'Isser Cheftza. Ubipshuto, the Isser is Midin Maisa Shabbos. Because Chamin that was heated on Shabbos, there's an Isser of Maisa Shabbos, that an Isser was done on Shabbos. And therefore, there are Isser also Bishtia. That's what it says in our Mishnah that we read, that in Bishabbos, Kechamin Shehuchmu Bishabbos, Ve'asurim Berechitzo Bishtia. It's Isser Berechitzo Bishtia, says an Isser Cheftza. Maisa Shabbos, and therefore they're even aser b'shtia. V'avei kechol iser chevtza shal maisa Shabbos. It's like all iser chevtzas of maisa Shabbos, that the water itself is aser b'hana l'gamre, and therefore it's even aser to wash their face, hands, and feet, because it's no less, no worse than shtia. It's no less than shtia. Just like shtia is aser, so to washing is aser, because all hana is aser. Masha enkein chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos are mutter b'shtia, and the only gzeira is an iser gavra lirchots behem, and that's a gzeira miyuchedes shel rechitza shegazru shelo lirchots b'chamin b'Shabbos. What's the source of this gzeira? That we find in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Excuse me, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, it says that B'tchila hayirochtzim b'cham and shuchum b'erev Shabbos. Originally, people would bathe on Shabbos in hot water that was heated before Shabbos. Hischilu abalanim l'hachin b'Shabbos v'rom l'erev Shabbos huchmu. However, the bathhouse attendants began heating the baths on Shabbos and saying that they were heated before Shabbos. Asur es hacham, and thereupon the chachamim asur any hot water on Shabbos. V'tiras azeah, but they allowed steam bathing. V'dainai rochtzim b'cham, and however people would still bathe in the bathhouses on Shabbos in water heated before Shabbos, in violation of the injunction. V'amr mezian anachnu, when apprehended, they would say, "We're just steam bathing." Asur lemas azeah, so the sages even forbade them from steam bathing on Shabbos. V'tiru chachmei Tveri, they are allowed bathing in the waters of the Tiberian hot springs. V'dain hayirochtzim b'chamei or, and people in Tiberia would still bathe in the water that was heated by fire before Shabbos. For Muhammad Tveria or Chatzno, and they would say, "We actually bathe in the waters of the Tiberian hot springs." Asulam Muhammad Tveria. Thereupon, the sages forbade them to bathe in the waters of the Tiberian hot springs, Vitirlanas at Sonain, and they allowed them only to bathe in cold water. Roshaina Dabra Omidlan, or when the sages saw this broad injunction, couldn't be sustained. Hetirlam Chamitveri, they allowed Chamitveria, Vizeabim Koma Medis, but the Isser against Zeya remains in place. So that's the Gzeira. The bathhouse attendants were heating the baths on Shabbos and saying they were heated before Shabbos, Rahmanu Litzlan. So that's the Gzeira. And this is an Isser on the Gavra. And only Rechitzas Kol Gufo is considered Rechitza. But if it's Panav Yadav Raglav, that's not considered Rechitza, and that's not included in the Gzeira. And this is Mutter, just like their Mutter Bishtia. So if it's heated on Erev Shabbos, it's Mutter, it's an Isser Gavra to do Rechitza Gemura Kol Gufo. Panav Yadav Raglav and Shtia are going to be Mutter, whereas water that was heated on Shabbos, that's an Isser Chepza B'Pashtas because of Maiser Shabbos. However, B'Emes, B'Ikar HaDin HaShanui B'Mishnah, this din that was taught in the Mishnah, that Chamin that was heated on Shabbos is Atzer V'Rechitza U'Shtia, we have the following suffix: is the Yisod HaIsser only Mishum Maiser Shabbos? Or maybe even B'Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos there is a special Gzeira Mitam Gzeiras Merchatzos, just like the Gzeiras Chamin Shehuchmu B'Erev Shabbos, water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, which is a special Gzeira Misharabu over Aveira to Aser them B'Rechitza, just we are Machmir in this Gzeira when it's water that was heated on Shabbos and they were Asered Kechol Macholos Asuros B'Isser Cheftza. Maybe it's not like we said before, it's not just Alts Maiser Shabbos, but rather it's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Miyuchedes Mitam Gzeiras Merchatzos, that they were asered for Rechitza. That here it's not from the general din of Maaseh Shabbos, but here it's from the special din, just like an Erev Shabbos, we have a Gzeira not to do Rechitza, they also asered Lagamre. This Gzeira was that if it was heated on Shabbos, it's asered for Rechitza completely, and for this reason it's asur even rechitzas panav yad v'raglav, even though it doesn't have a shame rechitza, still asur, and therefore memela they're asur b'chol hanos gam lanos shtia, even though the ein b'shtia atzmas tama gzeira is because we don't want them heating on Shabbos for bathing. But because of Gzeiras Merchatzos, they asserted it completely Bisr Chevtza. And what's the Nafgamina? What's the Nafgamina if it's Mishum Maiser Shabbos, or it's Gzeira Miyuchedes Mishum Gzeiras Merchatzos? What is the Nafgamina if it's a local Gzeira here because of Merchatzos, so that people don't heat up water on Shabbos, or if it's because of the general Isser of Maiser Shabbos? You're not allowed to get hanav from when an iser was done on Shabbos and chil Shabbos. The nafkamina would be b'din chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos b'shogeg. That even Rabbi Meir holds on lamed ches amar aleph shebechoshogeg ma'aser Shabbos b'shogeg yochal. He's allowed to eat it, and he's allowed to be nana b'ol b'yom. But he would agree that chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos that are aser b'rechitza and shtia would be aser, because if it's mitam gzeres merchatzos, it's going to be aser, even if it's b'shogeg, unlike the regular Maaseh Shabbos, which is mutter if it's b'shogeg. Kumo kein nafkamina b'huchmu al yidei akum letzarech akum, if it was heated by goyim for the sake of goyim, if it's midin Maaseh Shabbos, the water is mutter b'shtia. because the guy heated it for the guy. It's still going to be aser rechitzas kol gufo, because it's no less than chametz shuchmu be'erev Shabbos. Chametz shuchmu be'erev Shabbos is aser b'chol gufo. Certainly, here it was done on Shabbos, even though it was done by a guy. What's the difference? But if it's a special gzeira less or chametz shuchmu b'Shabbos, so even if a guy heated it up, it's going to be aser. Now we have a Gemara and the Aflamit Tes Amud Beis. There it says, there's a Maisish, me Maisish, Asu Anshe Tveria, Va Asru Lurabanan, Batla Hatmana Bedabra Mosif Hevel, Va Filum Ibod Yom. Rav Chisda says, and the basis of that which the people of Tveria did, and the fact that the rabbis forbade them to use the heated water, we learn that it is aser to insulate food with a material that increases its heat, and even mibaod yom, even when it's still daylight, on Friday afternoon, the people of Tveria ran the pipe through the hot springs before Shabbos. Nevertheless, since the cold water became heated on Shabbos, albeit automatically, Chachamim asered it. Since even something that was heated automatically on Shabbos, through being enveloped in a hot material, is aser, we learn that it is aser to insulate food before Shabbos in any material that will automatically add heat to it on Shabbos. Kach mefaresh Rashi. So it's mashma that the yisod of this iser of being nene from the water is because nesta behem hatmana b'shab b'iser. There's an iser hatmana here. V'kach mefurish im hashikashu ha-tosis and tosis lamates amit beis dibor maschil mi maise. That it's aser b'shtia because of the avera of hatmana. V'kach kosvu ha-ramban v'rabo v'rishonim. So from this lechor we see that without a maisa aveira, chamin shehuchmu b'shabbos me'elehem are mutter. There's no special gzeira to aser all chamin shehuchmu b'shabbos. But rather, the issue is the maisa aveira. So there's no special gzeira of chamin shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. There the issue is the aveira that's involved. So too, chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos, there's no special gzeira of the heating of the water, but rather it comes from a more general place of the iser of ma'aser Shabbos, that there's an aveira when he heats it up on Shabbos. However, there was a maisa in Peterburg that Reb Chaim and the Or HaSameach came to the same inn, and the goyim were mechamim mayim on Shabbos for their own needs, and the Or HaSameach wanted to aser the water b'shtia, and Reb Chaim wasn't sure. He cast his doubts. So it seemed that the reason of Reb Chaim was that he held that water that was heated on Shabbos is aser b'shtia. It's not because of the maisa Shabbos, because of the iser hatmana or the iser of mefashel, but rather it's a special gzeira of chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos are aser bein l'rechitza bein l'shtia, and this is all included in the gzeiras merchatzos misharabu over avera. And therefore, even though it was goyim, remember we said before, what would be a nafgamina if it's al t'maisa Shabbos or a special gzeira of heated water? If it's al t'maisa Shabbos, if goyim did it, you can drink it. And if it's al special gzeira of you're not allowed to be nana from heated water, then even if goyim do it, it's aser, and that's the Reb Chaim held. So l'chora, this is a special gzeira of merchatzos, and it's not because of the general din of ma'aser Shabbos, and therefore he didn't want to drink it, even though the goyim had heated it up for themselves. So we are going to, Mirtz Hashem, going to try and define in the next shir a makor for this from the Gemara, and we are going to see in Mirtz Hashem more niflaos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.